Welcome to the Hot Potato Podcast with your host Eddie, Ricky, Ellie, and our special guest Joel, aka JoJo. Did you not think I was gonna say it?
I thought you were gonna say Conehead.
Okay. Well, Conehead. And we are gonna start off with our question of the day by Ellie.
All right.
Oh, hang on. It's a three-step question, right?
Yeah, we can take it question by question now. Okay. So the main question is, if you could travel into the future but not return, would you do it? And what if you could take along a few companions? And if you had to make the trip, how far forward would you go?
Special guest JoJo first.
Bro, 2019.
Fast forward is, you know, a few
2019,
months.
2019, okay.
Oh, no, but April 14th. No, wait. No, 2020.
Why 2020?
That's when I turned 21. April 14th, 2020.
Okay.
That's it. The prime right there. And it's only to the future, right? Not to the past?
No, just yet. Yeah, just the future. But you can't return. So would you do it?
That's like 2 years, hell yeah. By that time, I'll already be almost done with my degree. All the hardship's over with.
That's true. I think I would go in the future as well.
I think you would say, like, once you get a job.
Yeah, I don't know about 2 years.
Nah, 2 years is too short.
But how would you feel if you went ahead and you realized your life was just horrible?
Well, I thought it meant ahead, like, I was out of this timeline kind of ahead.
Yeah, we could travel into the... I guess we can make whatever we want to make it.
Yeah, I was thinking more, like, of the, like, future, like, if we ever lived to 5,000, you know.
Oh, like, that far.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
You see, I was thinking a little bit of both.
So, how much time left till our sun explodes?
You'll go the day before that?
Yeah.
I kind of want to watch that. I'm not going to lie. I want to see what it feels like to burn alive.
Well, you wouldn't feel anything.
Oh, well, yeah, it'd be so intense. All the nerves fucking get fried instantly.
Yeah.
All right, so...
real sci-fi real quick.
Hey, for real, not kidding.
That's future. Sci-fi is the future.
Well, yeah, I guess, but... Oh, God, my voice cracked.
It's a possibility of the future.
Eddie. I would, I don't know. I'd probably go, like, 300 years forward, maybe.
Why 300?
Yeah, I don't know. Spartan 300.
Oh, my God.
So what do you think will, you know, will be going on 300 years from now?
What 300 years from now?
Yeah, where do you think we'll be?
Earth is
We'll finally be just now leaving to Mars.
Oh, no.
It's a joke. Chill out.
It wasn't a joke. It was Elon said no.
No. It definitely was a joke.
Elon Musk take me to Mars.
I see that happening like 2 years from now.
Amazon tops Amazon. 100 years.
I'm going to get 10 of those Amazon drones and fly myself to Mars. Fuck y'all.
You probably could.
Okay. No, it's whatever. It's whatever. JoJo's just vulgar. Yeah. We're the...
I'm a sailor's daughter.
The reason why he's a guest, huh?
Yeah. People would be like, get him off. Okay.
My bad. I'll be less...
I mean, all our thousands of listeners.
Hey, your mom?
Okay, so I guess since, you know, Joel's, what, you know.
Go ahead.
Since he only wants to travel 2 years from now, I mean, I don't know if you would want to take along a few companions. I guess you kind of, no, you wouldn't care exactly.
I mean, I can take someone with me.
Are you actually being serious about 2 years ahead? Like,
yeah.
What would you really pick?
I would not want to go. I mean, if I had to choose, probably the end of the world. But
okay.
I kind of wait a little longer and live life a little more before I see that. So can I choose to do this at a different year in my life?
Sure.
Sure.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm with Joel on this one. I'd pick the same.
2 years ahead?
No, not 2 years ahead, but like right before the world ends, kind of thing.
What about next year?
Well, then I'd be there.
Hey, it's not even next year.
But yeah, I don't think it'd be next year.
You guys don't know how to take jokes.
I guess like towards the end of like the end of the world, that'd be pretty cool because I feel like that would be so many years from now. And it'd be crazy to see how far advanced we are.
I want to go until like the universe finally just finishes expanding.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You never know.
No.
When we want to reach Asgard,
depends on the theory. Mathematically, it's impossible to expand forever.
So yeah, so eventually, as I'm saying, it's going to stop.
Entropy is always decreasing.
No, I don't want to talk about this right now.
Why not?
Because
disorder is increasing.
Disorder is increasing, yes.
We're getting bigger. The universe is getting bigger.
Okay, we're not going to make this a science show.
The question was kind of sciencey, sci-fi.
It was kind of sciencey.
I guess.
Okay. So this, there's a question that follows it and says, what would induce you to give
what would
up
you
life?
Induce?
I can't read. What would induce you to give up life as you know it and face the unknown?
Life as you know it.
I would have
everyone in my life dies.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I lose all my money. I get flunked out of college. Everything just like shit.
Yeah, like everything would have to go sideways for sure for me to do that.
I don't know. I think it could be positive for me and just like take off. Just like
I feel like if somebody asked Ricky tomorrow, like or like an hour from now, he'd do it.
I would do it, man. I'm like adios because I'd be in the future anyway, so you'd be dead. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be dead.
So we're relevant to Ricky. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, not in a like screwed up way, but
he just said he was selfish. So.
Oh yeah, I was telling her I was selfish.
That's okay. I feel like.
Wait, hang on. So, how selfish are you?
Well, no, but I was telling her it's like a subconscious thing. Like, I don't think about it, but I am selfish. It's kind of like whenever I go to the store, like, my brother would always buy
me. To save your life, would you kill us?
It depends on the circumstances.
I'm just asking. If you had to, you know, to save yourself, would you kill us?
Someone walked in here with a rocket launcher.
Well, then we're all. Then. If something like if someone with a weapon was in here, then I'd be like, well, if I kill them, I'd probably die too. So it doesn't matter.
No, but like if someone's like, you have to pick one. Who would you pick?
The person I least know.
I hate you so much. The special guest.
I'm sorry.
The special guest.
He's gonna die.
I do not have a
coat.
But we all die, so I don't know. It depends.
Do we all die?
Yes.
Walt Disney's brain's still frozen. He's alive.
Questionable.
All right. So, the second question that follows the main question. Do you think people in previous centuries were more adventurous than we are, or simply more used to risk?
Well, so due to all of the bad stuff that could happen back in that we can prevent now, I'd say definitely do the risk back then.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd say adventurous, too. There's a lot of unknowns.
But I feel like, with there being so many risks, you're kind of just forced to be more adventurous.
Yeah, and back then, a lot of unknowns, so that means we have to go out there and find stuff, invent stuff.
Yeah.
Be more dangerous. Well, now we can just sit back. Wow, Discovery Channel.
YouTube.
YouTube. Watch Despacito 20 times in a row.
So I guess this is my kind of, my own question to you all is, what about the unknown scares you the most?
Unknown being, like, just everything that's
in
unknown?
General?
Yeah. Like, everything in general.
I've been wasting my life all this time doing stupid stuff. I found that's an interesting thing.
All right.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything to be afraid of because it's unknown.
Exactly, yeah. Like, you can't be afraid of something you don't know.
But also, if you don't know, you can't be afraid.
That too, but I don't know. I guess I wouldn't think too much of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, okay, all right.
If you don't know, you don't know, folks.
I feel like in a way that's what keeps us going. It's like, where are we going to be 10 years from now? 50 years from now?
Yeah.
Well, 50 years from now, I don't know, probably under the ground, but...
No, we'll be like 70-something.
Yeah,
what do you
mean?
You never know.
I'm pretty sure life expectancy is just going to keep going up. On Mars next.
I don't know, though. Would I want to be live to be 100?
We take Earth now. Time to ruin Mars.
Look,
I don't think I would, to be honest.
I don't know, because like Eddie has an aunt that she's like what 90 something, and I swear I thought she was like 70 something.
It's a great grandmother.
Yeah, my great grandma too. She's like 100 and something. I'm like, shit.
No.
My great grandma died at 99 1 week before her birthday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
See, as a competitive person, that would make me really mad.
Oh, I'm
it's like I'm right there.
You're like.
Yeah, I guess some people also just get really lucky with jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Levi's are good.
Okay, horrible.
Yeah.
All right. So y'all ready to move on to a different topic?
Yes, random flip.
Okay, yeah, yep. Some sound effects. Okay.
I don't know. Too many sound effects.
I mean, you can. I just don't know how to do it yet.
Okay. So I quickly just found this other question, and I think it would be interesting to talk about, just to kind of reflect on our daily routines and our lives. So, do you do more listening or talking, and might it be good for you to shift that balance?
I listen more.
Ricky's a listener. Dab. Yep.
Would I want to shift? No, because honestly, I hate talking for the most part. I don't even talk to my parents that much. I just sit in the car and they're talking. I'm like, mm-hmm.
My day was but good. You listen.
Yeah. No, yeah, I listen. But it, yeah. The other part was like, would I change it? Like, to balance it out? I don't think I would. I mean, yeah. A lot of people, like, there's a lot of people that like to talk. They just talk and talk and talk and talk, talk. And I'm just like, okay, I'll just be here.
Honestly, I feel like I'm a little bit of both because it's like, I feel like if I had to choose, I'd say I'm more of a talker, but then talking does exhaust me too. Like, I don't like talking that much.
I'm only a talker if I know a topic or something is interesting to me. Otherwise,
yeah.
It's just kind of like, whatever.
It has to be somebody interesting talking to me for me to be listening. I don't know. It's confusing. What about y'all?
Go first.
Jojo.
I'm a big introvert, so I listen all the time.
You are not an introvert.
You don't know me in a public setting.
He's really quiet.
Really?
In our class, did you think I was mute? Pretty much, I'm mute.
I would have never guessed that. You definitely come across as an extrovert.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't know us, and I didn't get that vibe from you at all.
I'm like small settings. I'm no idiot in class. Oh. We might act like complete fools in there.
Okay, so do you think that it would be good for you to shift, you know, the other way?
Maybe make it a little bit equal, talk as much as I listen.
Yeah. Same. I would say I definitely talk more.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, listen. You guys ask a question.
Yeah, no. You know what? Eddie's a talker.
I'm a social butterfly.
What's your answer? Explain.
I know, and I know, like, it seems like unreasonable to believe that I do think about that. It's like, okay, I need to chill out and listen a little more today, or, you know, not talk too much. And then when I get in the mood or, like, I have a good conversation, it's like, it's hard for me to stop. So.
Oh, yeah.
Or if I'm excited about something.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I definitely notice it. I definitely can talk less. So I'm not going to talk the rest of the episode. You'll have at it.
Okay. So I think our
listeners... But wait, no.
I was about to say, I think our listeners will actually stay in the show now, but okay.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
The follow-up question is kind of weird. It's like, what are you looking for when you interact with people?
Oh, I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for what benefits me, what I could benefit from the individual.
Man.
Selfishness. But it's
selfish.
True.
Selfish.
If I can't get anything out of you, or if all you talk about is sports, then I'm not worried. I can't do it.
What was the question?
What are you looking for when you interact with people?
And your answer was again?
Benefits. Like, what benefits me?
That's definitely selfish.
That's super selfish. But you know what?
What did you get from me then? I got my mother's satisfaction that I was talking to you. Because she wanted me to talk to you.
It's not even
Ricky's
satisfaction.
That kid's lonely. No, I told you before, like, I wouldn't even have talked to you. Like, if our parents weren't there, I wouldn't have talked to anybody.
That's true. That was a weird
So
day.
Maybe you need to be more of a talker, too.
Maybe, but I like to listen.
I don't know. You would have never met Ricky if you weren't a talker, though.
That's true. You see opposites.
Well, no, it wasn't really... Well, yeah, I guess so, but at the same time, we both took effort on our parts, too. You know,
yeah,
so
that's true.
Stuff, so we could have easily been like, oh, hey, yeah, hey.
That's kind of how it was, though, in the beginning.
Not really.
It was awkward, yeah. I thought it was awkward. I was like, Mom, what are you
That's
because
you kept trying to go to my restroom, and I was like, why?
What?
Yeah, I'm joking.
They're going to think I'm weird.
He's like, he's got a toilet fetish.
Smells the back of the toilets. That's because that's where like most bacteria are.
2 weeks.
A little stain mark. Scrape off a stain.
2 weeks for what?
It's a stain. Stain is a stain.
All right, Jojo. So, what would you say? What do you look for when you interact with people?
Interaction's terrifying. I try not to interact, mainly, and anyone that knows me will agree. But what would I do for?
Are you more comfortable in a setting, like, let's just say you're meeting somebody, if they're the extroverted ones, or are you more comfortable with, like, talking to introverts, too?
Like, if I'm more comfortable with a one-on-one person than talking to a group.
Yeah.
Of, like, people, even my friends. Like, I'll hang out with a group of my friends. I won't say one word the whole entire time.
Wow.
Interesting.
I'm like that, but not that bad.
Yeah, like, whatever we went on, like, the freshman camp here.
At a fish camp?
Yeah.
Waste of time.
What time?
That's a waste of my time.
Yeah. I talked to nobody except for one person. We had to do this thing where we switch seats in the bus. This person connects. No,
yeah,
next
it's
to
like
you.
A dating, like.
Yeah, it was like speed dating.
Speed dating,
know
yeah.
Each other on the bus. And so I talked perfectly fine with each person individually, but whenever we're with our DGs, our groups, I didn't say one word.
Yeah.
Unless they asked me something, I'm like, talk.
Yeah, it was hard for me to, like, I mean, I met some people there, and I ended up hanging out with, like, two people, you know, for the rest of the week or whatever days. But other than that, like, everybody, I don't know.
But
I feel like
I'm
a
glad.
Super introvert.
Because I thought about going to fish camp, too.
But even
for, like, the transfer thing, but.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Yeah, it's, I knew I was like, I'm not going to hang out with anyone, so.
But even if it benefits me, there's sometimes I won't talk to a person when I know I can get something from them or something for myself. But I think probably mainly. Benefiting myself, like,
yeah,
see. They're both selfish. Man.
I mean, well, I look for other things too,
I mean,
but that's
if,
like
if
the
I'm
main
forced
thing.
To talk to them,
like,
and I come to them. I mean, there you go. I kind of get it here.
Yeah, it's kind of like whenever I'm
harder,
in class,
yeah.
That's definitely what I look for. Like, is this guy an idiot? If so, talk to him less. If the other guy next to him is not an idiot, talk to him more.
Yeah. I guess it just depends on, like, the person I'm talking to, like. If it's like, oh, I'm never going to see you again, like, I don't really care, I'm not looking for anything.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
But if it's like, if I'm trying to build a relationship with you, like, you know, whether you're a classmate or, like, a potential friend, like, you know, are you going to be someone that gets me somewhere and that pushes me, you know, during hard times and so
mm-hmm.
forth?
Connections
so.
Are everything. Yep.
Yeah. So, if you're low life, then I don't want you in my life. Mm.
What are you?
What about me?
Drop the mic. Okay.
What? Drop the mic.
What do you look for in people?
Definitely, I would have to agree with you guys on the fact that, like.
Oh, so you're a selfish too.
No, like, I want someone,
person
a good, someone who can have a good conversation who's not really uptight and serious all the time. It's annoying, at least to me.
Yeah.
Well, then why am I here?
And I think I enjoy more conversations with people who have done things. Far ahead of myself because there's something to achieve that, you know, there's something that I look at and say, okay, I could top that or I could go for that. Kind of like this guy, he's better at Kim than I am, but it's something that's like, okay, well, maybe I can get on his level, which is kind of what I've somewhat done to this point.
Chemistry is my life.
Chemistry life. I don't think so.
Not for me.
I might have to do that every day for the next life.
I got one question for real.
Okay, go for it.
What's the difference between living and existing?
Ooh.
Oh, easy.
I mean,
that is super easy.
I mean,
living means you just go through the motions, and existing means you try to find a purpose.
Yeah,
really?
Or living.
Really? I think of it the
opposite.
Opposite,
yes, absolutely.
I think of it the opposite.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you're existing, you have a place.
I mean, everyone's set
no,
up. Maybe because the definition stuff, like, is we think of it differently. Like, to me, to exist means to know yourself. And I think Kot would agree, too. And living is just kind of like an animal. You just eat, sleep.
That's what I was going to say. Like, this dog is just living.
Yeah.
She has no purpose here
that's
except for
point.
Y'all's happiness.
That's your point.
Now, you guys explain here.
I just feel like, if you're, you know, the way I think of living, it's like, you know, you're living to your fullest potential. And, you know, you're here for the purpose. And, you know, existing, I just see it as like, oh, you're just somebody else that just exists, you know?
Oh, I think it is a play on definitions and play on words. Because
yeah,
I think we're talking about the same thing, just, you know.
Yeah, but, like, I get what you were saying,
it's
too.
The perspective of the word.
Yeah.
Because I agree with her, because to me it's like everyone's born, so everyone technically exists. But living means you go out there and pursue something with passion, you know, whatever
yeah,
it may
but,
be.
Yeah, but you can live, but someone might know you exist. Like, you can
yeah,
be alive, but
true.
Someone doesn't know who you are. It's like, oh, I didn't know that person existed.
I see that. I don't know.
I think we have the same ideas, we just use different words.
Yeah. Wow.
So, besides, I mean, I guess just having a purpose, like, what else, how do you, I guess, how would we define living, and how would y'all define existing?
Wait, what?
Like, besides, you know, just saying, like, oh, you know, just living life with a purpose, like, what would you define as, like, oh, you know, you're existing?
Existing is, like, becoming self-aware. And I would use the example of, I don't want it to get, like, philosophical, but the allegory of the cave. You know, there's a guy looking at the shadows on the wall, and there's a fire behind him, but they don't know. Mm-hmm. And then one guy gets unleashed, he sees the fire, he's like, okay, cool, like, I can see stuff, this is what it actually is. And then they take him outside of the cave, and that's kind of like the actual reality. He's like, whoa, this is like amazing, you know. And then, well, the story goes, like, he comes back to the cave, not because he wants to, but because he has to. Like, he wants to help people, but he doesn't want to go back to where he came from. So that's what I think that's what existing means. You have to transcend yourself.
Okay.
It's a spiritual approach.
I wouldn't say that, but...
Okay, the opposite.
We have the same mind.
I guess so.
And how would you explain living, I guess, because we're using the opposite existing.
Let's see. Living life with a purpose, and so what besides that? I don't know. I actually have a hard
time.
You're
taking part in life.
Yeah.
You know, you're being a participant of it. You're not sitting back and letting life control you. You're controlling it.
Yeah.
You go out there and just do things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not going to ask the question because I don't want to get philosophical.
Or, no, just go ahead.
I forgot it, but...
Oh.
I did, because you said go ahead, and...
I guess just not, like, being like everybody else who is just existing.
Oh,
in
I was
going to
say, but what is living?
Well, I guess, like, from, like, the best way I could probably, like, separate them is, like, if I sat here and was like, oh, I want to achieve this in life, or oh, I want to achieve this, or, like, there's a person that's like, I want to achieve this, and another person's like, I want to achieve that, too, and one person just sits back and just thinks and ponders the idea of becoming that, while the other person pursues it. One person's living, the other person's existing, because one person's sitting there just wishing to be something when they can be something, but the other person's out there living it.
I don't know, like, living is it's not confusing, but I, like, you know, my view on life is pretty much determined. Again, I know we already talked about that a bit.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of, like, confused, because to actually stop and think means that you become self-aware. Like, you're like, I'm thinking. This is what I want to do. This is exactly what I want to do. This is how I want to do it. And I know the consequences of how it can affect me.
You're
and then living
through.
Is just kind of like, you're just, for me, living means you're just kind of like, yeah, I want to do it. I'm going to do it. And you do it. But you don't have, like, a mental. There's not, like, a mental thought of it.
Like, living is every person's basic mindset.
Yeah, everyone does it. Everyone lives.
Not everyone
exists.
Yeah, I see it as, like, everybody exists, but not everybody's living.
Yeah.
I don't know. An example of that, I would have... I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we probably have to think about it a little longer and come with a better idea.
Yeah.
My example is, like, people with mental disability. They're living, but are they existing? We can't really say for sure, but that's kind of where I'm getting at, like, are they self-aware? Because once they reach that self-awareness, then they become a product
to
of
to some existence. Degree, they're self-aware.
Yeah.
Well, right.
But. Something to think on. Think about.
Yeah.
That was really, hardcore.
No, now we can kind of just jump into something else. Yeah, we don't have to stick by the book.
Yeah. Normally we only do, like, two questions, and now, you know, we actually did quite a bit today.
Yeah.
We're done?
No, I mean, we can talk.
Go on if you want.
2 hours, 11, 23 minutes.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about 2 hours.
I mean, we have to have, like, a book to talk about, you know, research to talk about.
Life, there's infinite things to talk about.
Okay, how about this?
How about you pick a topic?
Oh, yeah, you want to pick a topic?
No, I don't think.
Okay, go to Mars or fix Earth?
Why not both?
No, which one do you vote for?
Why not both?
No, well, I'm asking. You had a fun one.
I'm doing both.
Okay, well, then Joel's out of this.
Why can't you do both?
Okay, in this situation, you have to pick one or the other.
Earth is dying.
Mars.
No matter what we do, Earth is dying.
It is dying.
But we can prolong the death.
No, but look, if we go to Mars...
The question is, do we want
to
expand it
to help Earth?
Or just let society die on Earth?
Yeah, dude, I mean, when we go to Mars, we can always come back and help out.
All right, and we get to Mars... What's stopping us from going to the next one?
Yeah. Venus.
Maybe we'll
time.
Get to Pluto.
Distance.
Different elements on each planet.
Yeah.
Do different things.
Different stuff.
I would say Mars, too. It's sad.
Yeah, no,
it's
I mean,
sad
I agree
reality.
Space exploration, but
Our glaciers are dying.
Do we start over from scratch as society, or
we start over? You know what I mean? Everything's got to start from scratch. You're talking not just the United States; you're talking the whole world.
Like, what's the first building on Mars?
Oh, right.
White House.
A hospital.
A hospital.
I don't know. What, that's a good
question.
I think
it's an oxygen chamber.
What would
dude.
Be? Oh, no. Besides, like, the given.
Bars,
besides
bar.
The given. What's the first thing that's built?
A monument. Always.
No.
It has to
well,
be
I
some
mean,
kind of monument.
For
a grocery
store?
Flag.
No.
I mean, how about a place to stay?
Wait, but are you talking
okay,
about...
Yeah.
You said besides the basics. Like,
wait,
we know we need water. Okay, let's just say that. We know we need water, food,
okay.
and housing. What's the actual building that's built for society's needs first?
It has to be some kind of facility where you can store paperwork, dude. Or electron, like a computer kind
dude,
of place.
How do they transport
things?
Birth certificates, medical
no,
records?
No, well, I'm saying, like, it could be electronic. Like, I bet that would be the thing, like, getting all the information. Like, okay, we have these, this, you know, people
like,
coming up.
Wi-Fi to Mars.
Yeah, because, like, how would that work? Because
right.
every place would have to divide their property already. You know what I mean? Like, okay, the U.S. will take this.
Who says it's not happening now?
Oh, you know, they do have a lot of stuff.
We're going to change
the sector
to a conspiracy podcast. Yeah, no, that's
so crazy to think about.
Yeah, I know.
Dang.
Just the idea of being on a different planet. Because all we have known is this.
I think it's all the same.
It's not going to be in our lifetime, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be the same. It'll be a lot of other things different, but.
Sandstorms.
Yeah. I mean, go to Lubbock. Utah. Practice for Mars. Did you see that? They're having scientists go to Utah to practice being on Mars.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Go to Utah.
But in Utah, they have, you know, they can drive you to a hospital. On Mars, they can die.
Yeah, throw him into space. Oh, there he goes.
Also, that'd be a lit funeral. Like they do in some movies where they just send them out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If they had, like, a coffin or some futuristic coffin-looking thing.
Can
send
you
it
imagine
out there
that going somewhere else?
On fire? Or, like, one of those Viking funerals where they set the boat on fire, push it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just a flaming coffin in the middle of space. Would that work?
I don't know.
That wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't.
that wouldn't work. Never mind.
That's an interesting concept. All right. I guess since you brought that up, if you had the possibility, would you send your body to space?
Oh, like if it was an alternative for burial?
Yeah, like just to,
it
I guess.
It would take a whole lot more resources to get up there. I think it'll be a waste.
Well, I mean, let's just say we're already
you have
like,
to pay a lot of
there.
Money for that.
Let's say we're already up there, like in a space, I don't know, Odyssey thingy.
Well, yeah, if we're like some ship.
out the window.
I mean, where else can you keep them? On the ship somewhere?
I don't know.
Just
bury them. If you have a garden, you can use the axe.
A garden on the ship. This reminds me of the movie Passengers.
I saw that movie.
Have all the trees overgrow everything?
I don't know. Probably not. I would want my loved ones to still be able to come, like, visit me.
Well, aren't they visiting you?
Yeah, I know you can always say that, but what I'm saying is, you get what I'm saying. It's like that sense of, like, knowing you're there.
I don't know. I want a biodegradable copy. So that I don't
become
waste
plant.
Any of my nutrients, dude.
Honestly, you should become a plant.
If you become a tree, I'm going to hack it. I'm just telling you now.
Go to your tree.
I'm going
to
haunt you.
I'm kidding. Oh, this is Ricky's tree.
Next question. So if you'd be made into a plant, what plant would you be made into?
No, we're not going to. I know exactly where you're going to go with that.
What? Sunflower.
Oh.
All right. Good questions.
I'm trying to think if we have anything else we could talk about.
We definitely do.
I don't know. Let me see. I had some questions on my phone that were just random.
The late night thoughts.
Yeah. Philosophy at 3 a.m. That's a good one. Let's see.
That's a good one.
Now I'm still looking.
Yeah.
All right. Are humans better at creation or destruction?
Both.
Ooh,
I think destruction.
Well, I mean, you have to just destroy to create.
Exactly. So what am
I
be better at?
Is it kind of equal?
Well, does it matter? Creating anything?
I mean...
Once you destroy something, it's destroyed. I mean...
But you can create something out of it, unless it's something that's non-reusable or...
Yeah, you could. I guess like a statue. But then the statue doesn't really have value. It's only, you know, personal.
I've seen some statues with quite a lot.
I know, but it doesn't really matter. Like, you know, if an alien came, it wouldn't really matter.
If we tell him it did, he'd believe it. It matters to some people, not some matters.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna just change our podcast name to Conspiracy.
That's not a conspiracy.
All right, John Kennedy, Lincoln. Let's go.
Oh, dude, I can actually go on about that.
Lincoln die.
I think JFK was an inside job. I'm just putting that out there.
I saw the video where the guy turns and it looked.
Oh, like, I'm the one that showed you that.
Yeah. It looked kind of like, you know, something was going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just the way
really,
the bullet was. Like,
I
heard it like a lethal weapon.
Well, I'm not. I know I don't know like enough about like trajectory and all that, but it doesn't make sense. Like, if someone got shot from behind, why they would grab their neck? You know what I mean? Instinctively, like if you got shot from behind, your first thing to me would be to be like, you know, reach back. But if you got shot in the front, your first thing would be to, you know, grab a hold of wherever you got shot up front.
Well, I mean, if it
well
in the back it went through.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you'd feel it. Okay.
No, but wait. What happens to the first shot, though? I thought he was already down the first shot. And the second
The shot, did it go through him or did it get
through
his head?
Yeah, it went through his tie. It came.
It bounced around his head when that was tie, right?
No.
He went inside and
it
went
down his back and then came.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's how it goes.
And he grabbed his neck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To me,
then again, I mean, what if, like, the nerves? He's like, I mean, that too, you never know.
I don't know. It just seemed like everything came from
the front.
Are
you scared of the unknown?
Yeah.
Go back to that topic.
But yeah.
All right. Well, how important is freedom of the press to a healthy society? I guess that ties into JFK somehow.
Yeah.
It's important, but I also think sometimes it gets so diluted with people's opinions.
Everyone has an opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has an opinion,
clash.
But I think it's hard for some journalists to be, like, unbiased. Like, you know, that's like, oh, I believe in this, so I'm going to tell, you know, my readers about this. You know, that person believes that, and they pass it on, and it just kind of, you know, goes on from there. So I think you have to be very selective when you are reading research articles or, you know, newspapers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really try to figure out what's true and what's not, because, you know, everyone has an agenda. So... But that's my thought. That's my two cents.
The world's going to collapse because no one can agree.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yep.
But I don't know. Consciousness. It's crazy.
But the one thing we all agree on is that we want to live. Well, some people.
Yeah.
I want to live. I don't want to exist.
Oh, my God. Why not both?
That's what I was going to say.
If you don't want to exist, then... That's a, I think for your way, first start is existing, then you live from there. But if you don't exist in the first place.
Okay, so with Joel, it's always going to be why not both? So we can just predict that answer from him.
Yeah,
why not
so.
Both? Why
I
not
mean,
both?
Am I wrong?
Something wrong with wanting everything?
Is it wrong to be strong? That was off a movie.
Okay.
Sorry, I just felt like saying it when you guys said that.
Quotes by Eddie.
Start a book now.
All right.
Be the bestseller.
Yeah.
Quotes. Do you have any more questions? Like, does someone have something or know someone who's in a situation? Because I've been wanting to answer one of those.
In a situation? What do you mean?
I'm in a situation.
So what we... Oh, yeah. Cause, you know, you are a special guest. We'll tell you. But we try to get people to submit tweets or email questions about something they have going on in their life. That maybe we can kind of get our input because they're afraid to open up or ask someone else. But we haven't got anything. This is the third episode. So that's why I said, does anyone know someone in a predicament?
Well, I knew someone that attempted suicide like 8 times.
Wow.
I literally said, why not? I was going to say that pretty bluntly. But I was like, I said something like, if you really wanted to commit suicide, you would have done it already. And they were like, yeah,
harsh, but...
I know. Well, I was going to say harsher, but yeah, they were like, well, I didn't take as many pills or someone got to me. And I was like,
so there's like a sense of like still wanting to belong.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I was saying, if you really wanted to, I mean, it's easy to.
Well, do you know this person?
Personally? Face to face, yes. I also knew someone who actually did commit suicide. Luckily, I wasn't there.
Well, let's not make it into like something about that. But to address that issue,
well, it's good. If any of you have questions, go ahead and call your suicide prevention hotline. Might as well just say that.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad thing.
But if whoever this is, yeah. You tell them to listen, and maybe they can get our feedback on it. I mean, I don't know he or she, but yeah.
Yeah.
You have anything to say on it?
I mean, just, I guess, I mean, I know it can be kind of hard, but it's, you know, just reach out to somebody, and you're here to live and exist for a reason.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. So throwing that in there.
Yeah. I mean, this can be applied to anyone that's listening.
Anyone, have
some struggle going on right now.
Yeah, just talk to somebody.
You're not alone. I'm certain all four of us in here has had a struggling point at some point, at least within the last 2 months, 3 months, whatever. Something. Ricky, yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Okay. And I don't think I've ever met anybody.
In the last 2 or 3 months?
I'm just saying, like, with something going on.
I know, that's why I'm like, no, not me.
Okay, we get it. But you get my point. We all have our ups and downs, no matter what.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, never mind. Yep, true. Last 2 months.
Yeah, no, and I was going to say, like, I don't think I've ever met somebody who's, you know, who said, like, oh, venting does not help at all, or, like, to, you know.
Venting always helps.
Yeah, it always helps.
So just,
go outside, yell to nobody.
Yeah. People will think you're crazy, but do it.
Talk to your dog.
Get a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, get a dog,
yeah. Yeah, the best. Unless you're a cat person.
Adopt, don't shop.
If you're a cat person.
Oh, yes, adopt, don't shop. It's the best way to do it.
What? Adopt.
Adopt,
yeah, adopt.
Don't shop.
Why not? I mean, don't you have to pay for adopted dogs?
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
That's shopping. You're just shopping for adopted dogs.
They have a higher chance of being put down.
Yeah, these dogs are just not wanted.
Yeah, but we wanted her.
Yeah,
we wanted Mia.
I mean, we have, I guess, adopted dogs, but it was because our Mocha was with an old woman before. So, and she was on the edge. So we just took him in, and he's the best dog ever.
There you go.
He does nothing. But he doesn't pee or poop inside, so best dog ever.
Well, I hope that helps your friend. If they ever.
I guess, another question, though. What if they keep going to people, but it's always the same advice? You have a reason. You know, people love you. There's other things to do in life. You can experience other things. What would you say to someone that was like, oh, I've heard that, you know, like 10,000 times?
Oh, yeah, like everyone's like, oh, you know, we're here for you. You have people that care. You know,
yeah, exactly. What would you say to that individual?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm not to that level of psychiatry that I know what to say. I've told Eddie this. I was like, when people, like, lose somebody, it's not that I don't care. I just have a hard time of, like, you know, like.
Reflecting emotions that you haven't felt.
Emphasizing.
Yeah, like yeah, that's the word
empathy.
I was looking for. Like, yeah, like, I have a hard time, like, showing a lot of empathy. Like, oh, you know, like, I'm so sorry. Like, it'll get better. But, like, besides that, I'm just like, okay, do I just hug you for, like, 10 hours or what?
I'm terrible
with hugging.
Yeah, no empathy from here. This body does not empathize.
But, like, you care, though, right? Like, you care. Like, if, you know, like, let's just say if somebody were to lose a family member, you know, it's not like you don't care. But it's like.
Did I know them well?
Okay.
Well, for me.
I mean, people die every day. It's not something we can. I mean, if you don't know them at all, it's not like.
No, but let's just say, like, you know.
Like, if I knew them, I would care.
Like, if someone, like, close to you lost someone close to them, how would you feel?
Just like if your, you know, if your girlfriend lost a family, like an immediate family member of hers, like obviously, you know, God forbid that happens, but.
I mean, yeah, I would empathize with her, but if I didn't know them, I can't, like.
Yeah, well, yeah, we
can say
yeah, that's what we mean, though. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Is that, like, I care, but, you know, I guess to the point where it's just like, okay, I don't know if I can just, I should just hug you now or what.
Yeah,
I'll be there for where they need me to be.
Yeah.
I remember, high school, there was this one girl crying. I don't know why it was over. I'm probably a boy. And I was like, okay, this is the time to hug someone, but I'm so awkward. Like, not I'm awkward, but, like, it was so awkward. I was like,
you hugged her, she's like, Ricky, I'm still want to be single.
No, not like that. Like, I didn't hug her, but I was like, I probably should, but it's just too weird for me, so I didn't hug her. I was just like, but.
Pat on the back. It's all good, bud.
But, yeah.
So
your
question, though, is like, what do we say?
Yeah,
someone's hurt
say
everything
someone.
Already.
Yeah.
At that point, I think you have to really take into consideration that people do care. If you've heard it that enough, if you've heard it, you know, that much,
then you should really consider that, you know, okay, maybe I am not alone. Maybe people do care, you know, and I don't know. I guess for me is when people actually are willing to give you the time and attention, people care. It's when they stop doing it that they stop caring.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, one person can't give, like, a lot of people can't give one person attention all the time.
Yeah,
they have to be used to not getting attention every second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, if you know someone that's on the edge of doing it, you can text them all the time and be there for them.
Yeah, I think
but
texting's
they could still
different.
Do it. They could still, you know,
texting, calling, anything.
Yeah, I think the idea of just being there
hanging
is nice, but I feel like that's the part where we were talking about, like, I think, what, in episode one, where you said, like, actually being and physically talking to someone creates more effect than just sending a text and being like, hey, what's up? Or, hey, I love you. Hey, how's it going? You know? I think just having that one-on-one. We crave human interaction as much as we deny it, and we kind of stay away from each other with everything going on now.
Mm-hmm.
We still need it at the end of the day. So,
I think I would tell that person to find themselves.
Because
they're looking for someone else.
But if they're
someone
lost,
else,
how do they find themselves?
That's the thing. Just go out in the woods.
Sure, they find someone else.
Walk around. You know, well, I don't know. Like, the thing
also.
Is, like, when people get depressed or, like, sad, I've never comprehended that fact because you can just go outside, look at the stars, and be like, holy Jesus, this is amazing. And then you don't really have to be, I mean, I can see how you're still depressed, but it makes you so insignificant that it doesn't matter. Just like, I'm just
happy.
Yeah, but
that would
give
people sometimes the urge to sit here and say, you know what, I am insignificant, let me go do it now.
Yeah.
You know, I think
I get
everyone's insignificant.
That's right, that's my point.
You just have to learn to accept that we're all insignificant.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, some people don't see it that way. Some people don't see the idea of that like we do. So there's someone out there who wouldn't
understand
that. You
just have to be more selfish.
Yeah, I would have to say. I mean, everyone has their own life to live. We can't live it for you.
There's only so much we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We're pretty harsh.
Yeah, I know.
We're 41 minutes, almost 42.
Yeah. It's our longest podcast so far. So.
In the hour 19 minutes ago. Let's go.
No.
Yeah, we've done everything from science to
one more question.
Morals.
Just flip to it random.
One more question. Should I make it the first page I open?
Well, we can always talk about what I asked you this morning. Is like, why do you think people back in the day worked harder and loved their partners, you know, which seemed like with a lot more emotion than today?
How do you know?
Because you have, like,
oh, like love letters.
Like love letters. There's like a hard commitment.
I've never seen the text we saw.
Well, that's
what we're talking about. Like, because back in the day, you know, it took like 6 months for a letter to arrive.
Yeah, because it takes longer for these messages to go through back
then.
What
I'm saying is, like, when there was less information, they were caring about each other more. When we have quicker access to people, we don't care as much.
Yeah, because we get emotions all the time. We use emotions all the time. We get
emotions.
There
you go.
So
there you go.
See?
Yeah. There you go. There you go. See, Joel? You conehead.
What did the phone head say? Beaver, rah, 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 or something like that.
Oh, I know, Sean.
Dan Aykroyd,
I don't
know.
Why are you calling me conehead?
My bad.
Is it pointy? No, it's a good point. You know, we do overuse emotions. Like the phrase everyone says, oh, I love you, is like, you know, taken for granted now and stuff like that. But, you know,
yeah,
my teacher, who's a Spanish professor, was like, yeah, we don't say te amo. We say te quiero instead because that means, like, I want you instead of I love you, you know. Quiero, I want you.
Oh, that's true.
Because when you say, like, he was like, yeah, I had a girlfriend and she kept saying, why don't you say te amo? Or like,
because I do.
No, well, he was like, because it's like a stronger word and I don't really, it's not that he didn't feel like that, but he just didn't want to, like, you know, get stuck in any kind of weird situation. So
I can see that.
I think it's kind of like that.
In the future, everything's not going to matter anymore. We do things too much. Everything's just going to.
We're diluting it.
Yeah, we're all
getting
neutral and everything.
Do you think people will start loving less and less?
Probably.
Yeah. I think people will just
kind of
start loving
really
screens. 3D. People already like 3D girls. You know,
in
Japan, they have like these little capsules where 3D girls in there. And you don't have to, you can marry it. You can marry in virtual reality an anime girl.
I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's already happening.
What's the point of that?
I don't know.
That's why, like, the population is
back.
Declining.
I guess that's fine for people who don't, like, women who talk.
Get out before I unplug you.
for the man who likes complete control over his woman.
Yeah, you know, it's that's why the future is, like, that's the only part I could sit there and say it's uncertain, but you can kind of see where it's heading, and that's the worrisome part of it. It's like our, we're going to raise our generation or the next generation, our kids will be in that part of it. So,
yeah, I feel like I love yous are a little, are getting to the point where it's overused for sure.
Mm-hmm. Then again, it's a problem with the English language. I mean, you can say I like you, but it sounds like.
Do you like me like me?
Exactly, yeah.
Do you
yeah.
like
Do you like me?
Before going back to middle school, I like you.
So I just thought about asking that.
That's a good one, yeah.
Earlier. What about the hardworking part?
Oh, that they were more hardworking? I mean, technology, I'd have to say. And also, like...
They had to be more
hardworking. What do you think people were more willing to work those longer hours and do the harder tasks, even when...
Yeah, because they didn't know there was an easier way.
I get that. Why do you think it was more of like...
I think
it was just something that their fathers did
that
they had to do.
What I'm saying is, like, if you grew up having a father that worked long hours and worked tough jobs,
yeah.
The expectation was for you to do the same thing.
Yeah, but I also think it's like, even we're talking about America, like, the American dream, like, that was the mindset, you know, like, everyone had that, yeah, we're going to go find some gold or whatever,
mm-hmm.
build a house, we're going to do this, have so many children, make a farm. I feel like that drive is kind of like, it's still here, but not
there's just,
really.
There's just so many people in the world, someone
much.
Else is going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure some people just think, eh, someone else got it.
I forgot what, okay, that's called. Like, when someone's in danger or whatever, like, everyone just stands there, because they're like, oh, someone else is going to do it, but no one does it, so.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what it's called, but.
Apparently, more people think that in a situation than the actual people who are like, okay, I need to take action.
Yeah.
Just,
I don't know. I think
horrible.
I'd wait for a bit and
I mean,
check, like, if everyone is going, and then I'd go. Like, if someone having a heart attack, just
like, see. Is there, like, a time limit where you'd sit there and look around and say, okay, maybe?
No, yeah, I would. Probably for, like, 10 seconds. But it depends. Like, if that person has a gun or whatever, I'd be like, okay, you know, I'm out. But if I was, like, bigger, stronger, maybe. But it all depends.
Hmm.
If I was behind the person with the weapon, I'll just...
Would you be heroic?
Given the circumstances.
If you're behind them.
If I was behind him and he didn't see me and I could sneak up,
well, yeah.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he wouldn't know, so just under the
That's another thing, too. Active shooters. That's...
Oh, we're talking about school shootings now?
No. I'm just saying in general, like, public shootings. You know, it's like... They always say, like, oh, you know, continue to live your life as is, and that shows them that we're not afraid. But it's like, you can't sit here and say subconsciously when you're at big events now. It's not like the idea of something that could happen, you know?
Yeah, dude, I'm always looking out for exits. In the classroom,
literally,
in the building that my classroom is in.
I heard you sit by that one kid that talks to himself. You're like, no, I'm going to sit on the opposite side of the room.
No, I'm going to sit next to him and be friends with him.
He's like, Ricky, I'm going to scare you. Get out of here.
Exactly.
We were at the Post Malone concert in the Woodlands. And my girlfriend and I are just looking at, well, this is a bit shy, where would we go?
And see, that's the sad reality, is imagine back then, people didn't really worry about that. Like,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't common.
If someone brought a pitchfork, where would we go?
Like, I got a mule over there? Can't really see it. What's he carrying?
This is a donkey. Oh, he's coming.
It's a donkey's not allowed in here. I mean, yeah, but that's kind of scary thing, especially when you go to, like, big cities or, you know, I mean, take for instance the Las Vegas one in October, or was it October? Somewhere around November, maybe?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, that's horrible.
And the YouTube one, that's like even the workplace, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Ballistic, bulletproof backpacks now. I wish I had that, even though I didn't.
They're making
need it,
bulletproof clothing.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a couple in Mexico selling that stuff.
Yeah. The fact that we're to that point, you know?
Yeah, but there's no way we can get rid of them now.
What do you mean, as far as active shooters?
Like, any guns in our society, we can't get rid of them. It's going to be impossible.
Well, okay, what do you
think?
Like, you can set
market,
up laws,
yeah.
But there's laws against weed.
You're talking about, like, 3D printing now and...
Oh, yeah, 3D guns.
There's always going to be some way someone can get a hold of a gun. Someone's going to know how to make them. Someone's going to sell them.
Yeah.
So do you guys think it's a mental problem, or you think it's... What do you guys think is the issue?
I think, yeah, it's a mental problem. I mean,
it
depends what we're talking about.
All that power and use it against others.
We're just talking about active shooters?
Yeah.
Yeah, the men's problem.
Yeah.
I'd say so, too.
I mean, I know you were saying, like, why don't... you were playing GTA, and you're like, why don't, you know, someone wants to shoot, kill someone, they can just play GTA and just, like, you know, you get
also,
the same satisfaction.
But it's also immature kids.
Well,
not
the same
satisfaction,
but what I'm saying is, like...
Matters.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, like, get the whatever idea they're wanting out of it somewhere where it doesn't really inflict harm on someone.
No, that's what I'm saying. But then there's like this physical reality where like you get this rush, this high. It's like, I need to do it. I gotta do it. Let me do it. And well, it happens. And
that's horrible. Yeah. And the thing about that is like, oh, it's like do more background checks, you know, psychological checks. But it's like someone can snap just because it's Tuesday.
Someone can, yeah.
And you know, there's no controlling that. There's no way you can predict that.
Like that one dude who killed that guy for parking in his driveway.
Oh yeah, I got on Facebook. Oh, you never saw that, right?
No.
There was a guy, I don't know the story, I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to be the next guy. But this dude parked in his driveway, and he said, don't park in my driveway. Well, we did it another time, and he said, dude, move your car. And then he did it a third time. He said, hey, let's go town. I need to go do something. You drive. Well, he ended up killing him because he parked in his driveway.
Yep, and then he buried his body, but then he was looking at the news. He was like, oh, his mom is really sad. I wouldn't want my mom to be that sad. So he moved the body. And
to where they could find it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think a mental problem because that's just crazy. No.
Well, that was where I was like, it is a mental problem, but it also has to stem from his childhood. Remember, because he was
definitely.
I thought people were making fun of me, and then they asked him at the very end, like, why did you do this? He goes, because I thought people were making fun of me. So I think it echoed with him throughout life that he didn't want to feel bullied anymore.
Yeah, he didn't want to be bullied.
He wanted to have the power to be the bully.
But I think, yeah, everything stems from childhood.
Everyone wants to have power.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't realize it. Until you give it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They either abuse it or abuse it.
Most people are going to abuse it.
Well, yeah. Look at you.
What power do I have? Tell me.
Exactly.
What am I abusing?
So are we going to cut it there? Is that the end?
Yeah.
We have 9 minutes left on hour. We can do this.
Well, I'm definitely at work tomorrow in the morning, so.
An hour? It's already 11, bro.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying it's 9 minutes till we do an hour.
Oh,
okay. Okay, well.
Another question.
It's the OCD. We can't leave it at 5:51, I mean.
Well, you know, when you gotta work in the morning, you gotta go.
This is what I'm gonna test it for.
Alright.
Oh, it says, FYI, you can record for an hour, Matt, so we should probably keep that in mind.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. Almost that max. I mean, we can always cut it short now and do this another time.
I feel like we had a good conversation today.
Yeah,
it was really long.
Leave
yeah.
some more questions for another day.
Yeah. Especially when JoJo Conehead's back for other podcasts.
CH.
I'll be back on the 18th.
So,
yep.
Yeah, when he flies in from LA, maybe we'll have him back. but yeah, I guess we'll call it there until the next episode. And if you want to tell everyone where they can reach us at.
Yeah, if you have any questions, topics, please send us an email at podcast.qa@gmail.com. We're really looking forward to it because, like we said, like at the beginning, the very beginning of this episode, we literally haven't gotten anything. And it's very depressing now, so please send something.
Oh, what about Twitter?
Twitter is, what was it again?
It's some weird name.
I have to always look it up. It's Podcast Hot Potato or something like that.
No, it's weird. Yeah, wait till you hear it.
All right, it's loading.
This will be exciting.
It is. Podcast Hot.
Podcast Hot.
Podcast Hot.
That's because the potato got cut off.
Yeah. Well, if you want to follow us on Twitter, it is Podcast Hot.
Yeah.
So that is that. This is it for episode 3 where we talked about pretty much everything.
A little bit of everything.
Science, emotion, moral, and gun
exploration.
Yeah.
Guns, depression. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that was like 9 episodes crunched into one. So,
you're welcome.
Super Wednesdays.
Yes.
Wacky Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah. Wacky Wednesdays. There you go. I guess we can start saying that. But until episode 4.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.